Hi, I'm Scott Hansman, and it is Azure Friday, and we are here with Mahesh Tiagarajan talking about Azure Compute and some of the cool stuff going on around templating in Resource Manager.
Yep.
So what's new?
What's new is basically the announcement of Compute Network and Storage under Azure Resource Manager. Mm-hmm. We've actually launched a new set of JSON-based APIs under Azure Resource Manager, which will allow you to spin up VMs, virtual networks, storage accounts, and also the integration with the templates.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And right now, I can certainly go out to the command line and spin up a VM one at a time.
Right. So today, what we have in the platform is the ability where you can just use our existing service management APIs to be able to go, use command line or PowerShell or use the portal to go deploy. What we've done is now introduced a new set of APIs that'll allow you to spin up VMs. Mm-hmm. There are some fundamental conceptual differences, but we now allow you to do deploy all of these things as applications, not just VMs themselves, using templates. Mm-hmm. And the important part to note is that just because we introduce templates, we're not taking away the deprecating anything. Those command line tools and PowerShell commandlets, all of them exist as well for mm-hmm. you to go deploy the new type.
So these are this is new functionality.
This is basically new functionality that is being added. Yes.
Now, in the past, when I've made like Linux web farms and things, I've done it in kind of a for loop.
Right.
And I just kind of synchronously made virtual machines, and mm-hmm. I found it to be kind of a slow and tedious process. It might take a half an hour.
Right, right.
Because I'm doing things one after the other.
Right.
And the orchestrating and the hooking up of all the networks and the different diverse right. things, it's very procedural.
Right, right. I think it was pretty hard. And I think another limitation in the platform was also there, which kind of made it a little bit hard to deploy them really fast. And that's one of the things that we fixed. So we've actually gone ahead and made the control plane more scalable and more performant. So you can actually now go ahead and spin up multiple virtual machines in parallel without having to wait for the first one to get done and things like that. And the integration of virtual machines, what it brings is also the capability where you can express dependencies, because with templates, we've had dependencies. So in your Linux web form example, now you can actually express dependencies between a web form and a database, right? Where the web form is actually on a virtual machine, mm-hmm. but the database could be a SQL Azure database. So you compose not just using compute, but you actually compose with compute and all the other Azure services in a single template file, which was not possible before.
So Azure Resource Manager, for a moment there, was really just kind of Azure Compute Resource Manager. Now it really is Azure Resource Manager.
Exactly. Everything under Azure comes under this one umbrella where you can now go integrate, pick and choose what you want, and just focus on your application, building them in a template versus, okay, I need to go talk to SQL to get a database. I need to go talk to Compute to get a VM. Mm-hmm. No more of that. You just construct your apps, focus on your apps, and building them in a seamless way.
Before, I could go like file new, Compute, SharePoint, but I couldn't really see the template.
Right.
Are those available now?
Exactly. So
show me?
Yeah, I'm actually going to show that as well. So just to kind of touch on that, when we integrated the SharePoint deployment in the portal, it was more so, a direction of where we were heading towards. Those templates were actually using the existing service management APIs, which do not have the performant capabilities that have been launched with the new JSON-based APIs. And that's one of the reasons we held back in giving those templates. So with this announcement, now you can actually go, and I'm just going to go to azure.com, switch over to community, look at our templates. There's a new section here called templates.
Oh, wow. Right under community.
Yeah. It's actually a community-based template thing. We've worked with a lot of MVPs, a lot of our internal cloud solution architects, mm-hmm. or technical evangelists, and have contributed to this platform. And we have this Azure Quick Start templates. It's a quick way to get started on the compute and all the other services as well. Mm-hmm. You'll actually find a lot of these different templates up here. For example, let's just take a simple VM deployment. You can actually go navigate to it, understand what this particular template does. And the great part about it is we've also integrated this with a custom template deployment in the portal. Mm-hmm. So you can actually go right from here on azure.com. You can say deploy to Azure.
There's a deploy button.
Yep. Deploy to Azure, which is directly going to take you into your custom subscription, and it'll allow you to deploy this template.
So you've pulled that template in. And now I was watching the URLs go by. I thought I saw GitHub in the URL somewhere.
Right. So the templates that are actually sitting up here in our azure.com portal is actually backed by GitHub. It's actually backed by a GitHub repo that is managed by us. And you can actually go to this GitHub repo right from here, where you can actually say, learn more on GitHub. and it'll take you right here to this particular template file. And if you look at this particular example, you'll actually find Azure deploy.json, which is the actual template file, which contains this particular example, what it does, like the deployment of the VM, and things like that.
Wow, so there's nothing hidden in the back. There's no secret. Nope. Like, literally, you saw it. Pull that JSON file out of here.
Exactly.
And in this case, it was committed 3 days ago.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a very recent template. It's a growing community. In fact, if you go back up to the main Azure Kickstarter template section, we do accept contributions because this is a community-based thing.
Right.
So we actually have our contributing guide up here. So anybody, any MVPs, anybody out there can actually go contribute to this platform and re-leverage it, learn from the community, and take it from here.
Does this also mean that I could potentially put a template of my own in my own location?
Yes.
And refer to it as well.
So at this point in time, we're not referencing from, like it won't show up in our Azure.com
portal. But I could make the button.
Exactly.
So if I have a company that makes the Foo appliance.
Exactly.
I could do that. So just like we have Azure Deploy.net, the deploy button for websites, we now have it for compute.
The actual portal as well. So you can actually go in your own website, you can log, have this own deployed to Azure, and then just go from there. Yes.
People should know that.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone should tell them. There should be a show of some kind. We should tell the people. Okay, that's pretty cool.
That's good.
Okay, so is the template language the same? Has it changed at all?
So the template language or the capabilities that Azure Resource Manager offers is now applicable to compute. For example, the example that you talked about where web server forms, right? The integration of compute now offers the capability where you can use the copy loop function capability that's available to easily scale up and down and things like that. So it's actually very, very powerful from that standpoint. So the integration of compute offers more than it used to before, so which is good.
And you commented about parallelism. If the template expressed a SharePoint and it needed three or four virtual machines at once, does that parallelism happen for free? Do I have to code that into the template?
So by default, if you don't take any, express any dependencies in your template, you're expressing parallelism. So the stack is going to accept that. And the good part about Azure Resource Manager is it's idempotent. So whatever you express in the template, and if there's no dependencies, Azure Resource Manager is going to try to provision all of them in parallel. And the good part about the compute stack is now it has been updated to actually be idempotent too, which means it can accept all of these requests and start processing them in parallel.
And for people who are listening who may or may not know what idempotent means.
Yeah, so idempotency is the capability where you can put the same request again and again to the platform and just get the same response, which means that it's not only applicable in the case where you just created first, but even in an update scenario, you can just if you've created a VM and just repost it without any changes, the platform will take that request and complete it and give it to you back very soon.
Right. Another way of expressing it is that the platform behaves the way you would expect.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? It's reliable and reproducible.
Exactly, reproducible, yep.
Okay, so how do we get involved? We can go up and we can look at the templates, we can learn about the templates by reading the templates themselves?
Right. So the good part is we've actually broken the community templates out by a basic set of 101s and 201s. So if you're just getting started on the platform and you want to learn about, hey, how do I deploy VMs, you can start looking at the 101s that talks about how do I create from a VM image, how do I create from a user image, and some basic scenarios. And then 201s go one level deeper, introducing some of the richer networking constructs and go there. And then we actually have the serious application deployment. So we actually have Elasticsearch, we have Cloudera data stacks, we have SharePoint, we have SQL. So we have all of the real application templates as well. And most of them are available in highly available fashion too. So you can actually go spin up like a 5-node data stacks cluster.
Really?
Those templates are already there. You can go spin up a SharePoint, highly available SharePoint form right now. And the good part is you can take that template now and even go back and make your own edits, which was not possible before, and contribute to the community or have it for yourself, right? It's your own custom SharePoint deployment that you've built.
You've actually got some pull requests. Actually, if you don't mind, click on pull requests and see what kind of things the community are talking about. Creating a new kind of cluster, adding CentOS.
Right.
Putting in web apps with Golang.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty fun stuff.
Yeah, this is pretty cool stuff. And I think, you've got the Datadog extension. It's just a new capability in the platform that's coming out.
So putting extensions in the template, that's a new capability?
Yeah, exactly. So the putting extensions in the templates is actually very powerful. And I think it makes the platform even more richer. Because now you have the capability to express dependencies, not just at a resource level, saying, hey, you know, wait for this database to come up before my virtual machine. Now you have the capability to say, I don't want script 2 on VM 2 to run before script 1 on VM 1 runs, right? So you're not only controlling the dependencies at the infrastructure layer, you're controlling the execution order at the in-VM.
And how does that work? How does the advent of extensions within compute provide that level of dependency granularity?
So the way it works is, you know, we've had extensions on the platform for about a year now, right?
We have, and I talked to Docker.
Yeah,
they use Docker as an
Docker is an extension. Chef, Puppet, DSC, custom scripts. We've had this in the platform for a while, but the integration of compute now offers the capability where we've introduced the extensions as a sub resource in the template. So, and with Azure Resource Manager, you can express dependencies between resources.
Ah.
So since we've introduced it as a sub-resource, you have the flexibility to express these dependencies and go from
there. I see. So then if the extension is a real thing, a resource, a tangible thing, then I can have other things depend on that.
Exactly.
Don't start this up until Docker is ready to go on that
exactly.
virtual machine.
Exactly. And in fact, it could be even a dependency on a database. It doesn't have to be between scripts, right? So it's actually very powerful.
Very
yep.
cool.
Yep.
Very cool. We're learning all about some of the great new stuff happening around compute and Azure Resource Manager here on Azure Friday.